subject, but whatever the meat in it.
Well, do you put salt in it?
Oh, yeah, put salt in it and pepper, that good red pepper. And some people, you know, use the salt on the table. But I don't use no salt on no table. I want my salt cooking my food. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how long do you have to cook them?
Well, if you get good young greens, it wouldn't take much over a half hour, you know, to cook young greens. But now them old turnips, you have to boil them about an hour or more.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get the meat done, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, do you cook the root part with them?
That's right. If you want to, some people don't cook it in it, but I like the root in mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
That's green corn.
Is that what you call it when you have it for supper? I mean, like you'd say tonight we're having green corn for supper?
Green corn for supper.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel?
A rat.
Okay. And how about one that burrows underneath the ground?
Ground mole.
Do those give you any trouble?
Oh, yes, baby. They get some little thing, bust the ground wide open, eat up your seed out the ground.
They're kind of cute looking things.
Yeah, I mean, they got a wide foot.
Uh-huh.
I see people take them full foot and baby teasing, you know?
Uh-huh.
So they end up in a piece of clothes and put them around the neck, so that make them tease easy. But now catching one of those things is trouble.
Is it really?
You don't catch them thing every day. You see the bust the ground and going.
Well, if you
want to
catch one, how do you do it?
You can't catch one, unless you just go out there and dig, but every you dig, they done been there and gone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't catch that thing every day.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Old polecat.
Yeah. What do you call something that's about that big around and it just hops along the ground?
The frog.
Okay. Do you have different names for the ones that live in the water from the ones that live on the land?
Well, all is frogs as I know, but they have some, one they call the spring frog, them long leg fella.
Okay. Now, are those smaller than the,
No. These spring frogs are long green looking frogs. And these other ones, bullfrog, is striped frog.
Well, now, what's a toad? Is that like a frog?
Yeah, they call that a toad frog. Toad frog. That's right.
Well, do both a toad frog and a bullfrog live in the water?
No. Yeah, the toad frog live in the water when they can get water on the land, you know. They be in water. But these parts of this bullfrog, they live down in a spring somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call worms that people use for bait when they're fishing? What are some different kinds of worms they use?
Earthworm is what they call them. They dig them out the earth.
Okay. What about a kind of worm that you can find in pine logs?
Now, I see that worm, but I never did know the name of those worms. They have a big head, but I don't know the name of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now, what about great big worms? Are those the earthworms or
Well, they be in the earth, but the earthworm we catch the baby is a long little slender worm.
Mm-hmm.
But these, what were you talking about? These bigger kind of redhead worm. I don't know the name of those. And sometimes find some more bigger than your finger, but I don't know the name of those either.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings, and it flies around over creeks or over rivers sometimes? They're about this long. They're kind of scary looking.
Some people, I don't know, call them a turtledy.
A what?
A turtledy.
A turtledy?
Mm-hmm.